Fourth pack of Taras of Abhimishna. Safik Yodayim Litamei Litamei Litayo Tohar. Safik of one's hands, for them to be Tomei or to be Matame something else, or to be Matar, in all situations, Safik Tohar, because it's a Safik Drabonon, Safik which is a Rabban Tohar, Safik Tuma, which is a Rabban, which is a place that has at least three people, is Tohar. That's a halach much misina, even though the Sula Tuma is the Rabbanon, but it's a Safik, and Shus Rabban is Tohar. Safik Dibri, so if Safik of Tuma is Drabonon, for example, Ochel Ochelim Tomei, we ate a certain amount of Hatsi Pras of Oichel, which was Tomei, food which is Tomei, Shos Mashim Tomei, he drank a certain amount of liquids that were Tomei, but Rosh Yeruba Maim Shuvim, he had drawn water that was poured over his head and the majority of his body, Oshinofla Rosh Yeruba Shloisha Lugim Maim Shuvim, or they fell on his head, they were poured on his head, and the majority of his body, three lugim of mayim shuvim. Yeah. So, the first case is he went into the water. The second case is he had the water poured on his head. All these cases, if it's a suffix, if it had the conditions necessary to mutama him, he's still tar. Something which is an avatuma, even though it's mitivri seifrim, it is tummy. For example, certain types of blood that comes out of a person who was dying. So, midiraisa could be it's tohar, it is tohar, to rabbanu matamah, but since lamaisa it's a type of dam hames, it fits into one of the categories of a tumah deraisa, then you have to be machmir on the suffix. But in the case of eating food that is tummy, there's no similar thing to that in a deraisa, and therefore the suffix is tohar.